Good evening, everyone. Welcome to At His Feet, a weekly teaching series that holds every Friday on When Ladies Gather platform. Today is the second week of our July series, which is tagged Obedience to the Call. I believe we're all blessed by last week's message. Before we proceed with today's teaching, I'm going to give a very brief summary, after which we're going to spend some minutes praying before the teaching takes place. I want our hearts to be open and ready to receive every single thing God has for us today. Yes, one of the things we saw last week was the fact that God's call is about the people He sends you to. It's not all about you. And we also saw that God's call precedes our birth. God does not think about what to do with our lives. He didn't think about what to do with our lives when we were born. You know, He had a plan for us before we were born. So we're born to fulfill the purpose. We saw that we're not here to occupy space. You know, we're here for a specific purpose. And one other thing I would share from last week's teaching was the fact that God's assignment to every man basically is to reveal Jesus. So if we're engaging in any activity, if we're engaging in any task that isn't revealing Christ, then it's a pointer to the fact that that's not the call of God. So one thing you'll notice about God's call is that it's always revealing Jesus. Praise God. And finally, one other thing I would share with us is the fact that, you know, when God calls us, we must respond positively. We saw how several people in the scriptures responded positively to God's call, and we saw how much they were rewarded for that. It was to their advantage. You know, God, when someone is rebellious to God's call, God's plan is not shut down. You know, He raises another. For example, the situation of Paul, he indirectly said no to God's call because God instructed him to do a particular thing. But, you know, he did otherwise. And God raised up David. So, this evening, before we proceed with today's class, we're going to pray and ask. We're going to ask God to give us a heart that is prompt to His will. And in praying that, I would like us to look at, you know, to pray in line with Isaiah 50 verse 4. You know, it talks about the fact that the Lord awakens our ears to hear Him. And, you know, verse 5 is actually where I'm going. It says, the Lord has opened my ears and I have not been rebellious. I want us to pray that the Lord opens our ears to hear Him when He calls us. You know, when He gives us an assignment, He opens our ears to hear Him with clarity, and that we will not be rebellious to His calling in the name of Jesus. Thank you. Regedebo shatali bagali bo seye mana masura koli bagada bado shali bagali bako siyana namana. Billy ko siya baligo digia gado shatia baligo seima namaso telia balia bada. Thank you, Father, for ears that are attentive to your words, to your calling in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, Rakula Balibo Ziago Setia, because as you call on us, as you speak, we obey, we are not rebellious in the name of Jesus. Maligo Siako Sili Katia Balige Debo Shia Baliko Sia Baliga Dabada Bada Malia Masute Yege Debo Shia Baroko Sia. Lord, we say yes to your will. We say yes to your plans. We say yes to your purposes. Rebalo koshia maliba goze yi kasute ye gade gada gada. Malia masute libo riana no setie boria mana mashetire. Regede gede bo siya mako siya bali gada bada. Malibo siya ko setie. We do not turn back from your calling for our life in the name of Jesus. Mali karuba libo siya makoria mane masholia baliga zeye kesete ye gede gede bo siya mana mane. Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Amen. I want us to pray for the word that will be coming tonight and ask that, you know, as God's word comes tonight, our hearts are open to receive, you know, that divine communication of the Spirit. We get it tonight in the name of Jesus. We are not distracted. Our attention is not taken away from God's word in the name of Jesus. Malia Masutiye, as God communicates to us tonight, we listen, we are attentive in the name of Jesus. Mali go se yi katula badoja liba koza yi manama suyi kasute legede malaga doja liba koria masote yi balaga dabada malia masote yege deboshia masote ye. Thank you, Father, for the ministration tonight. As your word comes out, we are attentive to your word. Ribali go se yi makosi ya manama shia gade bado se ti yege debo malia masote ye beriga debo Sheri Kali Baraga Lo Seteye Gadebado Badabada Rema Kolia Masote Libo Shia Baligarabado Seteye. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Amen. Our precious Father, we thank you. Thank you for your word tonight. Thank you for all that you're set to do in and through us, through the message coming tonight to us in the name of Jesus. Father, we receive with open hearts, ready hearts, your word, your ministration tonight to instruct us, to correct us, to direct us in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, because by reason of your word tonight, we are guided, we are instructed, we hear your voice, we know your words in the name of Jesus. We are not just hearers alone of your word, but we are doers also in the name of Jesus. And thank you, Father, because we are blessed in all things as we act on your word, as we walk in line with your word. We are blessed in all things in the name of Jesus. We see evidence, we see results of your word in our lives. As your word comes to us tonight, we see results and evidence. Your word produces fruits and results in us. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Amen. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Shokatali Barabahaya. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for another at his feet. We give you praise, Jesus. It is you we've come to. It is you we've come to learn from your feet. Hey, what a beautiful name it is. What a beautiful name it is. If you know the song, just join me. Jesus Christ, my King. What a beautiful name it is. Nothing compares to this. What a beautiful name it is. The name of Jesus. Hey. Shalabarabahaya. Thank you, Father. Didn't want heaven without us, yeah? So Jesus, you brought heaven down. Oh, I love this part. It says, my sin was great, your love was greater. Kalabahaya. What could separate us now? What a wonderful name it is. Hey, what a wonderful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, my King. Hey, what a wonderful name it is. Hey, nothing compares to this. What a wonderful name it is. The name of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Shana Mande, what a wonderful name it is. Alabashande Balabahanda Kosutande Banina Mande. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Wherever you are, just lift up those hands and say, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, for what you're doing in my life, say thank you, Lord Jesus. For your word that is changing me, say thank you, Lord Jesus. For your word that is transforming me, say thank you, Lord Jesus. For your word that is showing me direction, that is giving me direction, that is showing me my future, that is showing me my destiny, say thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your word that is transforming our lives, your word that has healed us. You sent your word and it healed us. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you for Jesus. Thank you for Jesus. Oh, come and say, Jesus, you're sweet. Say, sweet Jesus. Sweet Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We have come tonight again to receive your word, to learn at your feet. And Lord God, I ask, O God, that you feed us with your word tonight. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. If you're excited to be here tonight, I want you to show some excitement on the group. Hallelujah. Let's see how excited you are. You expectant to receive God's word. Amen. Say hello to you, sisters in the community. Amen. Glory to God. How has your week been? Let's chat up each other. This is a community. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Say hello to your sister. Have you been? Glory to God. Oh, someone's birthday was yesterday. Happy birthday to Julie. We celebrate you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Amen. All right. So as we celebrate ourselves, let's get ready for the word. Hallelujah. If you're ready for the word, I want you to say, I'm ready for God's word. Amen. All right. So last week we began the series, Call to Obedience. Obedience to the call of God. Amen. Obedience to the call. Amen. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. How was last week's meeting? You know, someone shared the testimony of the meeting with me, you know, how that God began to draw some things to our heart. I am really grateful to God for that. Amen. And I'm sure that, you know, God is, you know, working out His will and His plan and purposes for you. You know, for your life, even as you pay attention to, you know, the word in this, you know, community, in this ministry. Amen. Let's give God thanks. Let's give God thanks. Let's give God thanks. Say, Father, thank you for Artist's Feet. Thank you, Father, for what you're doing with Artist's Feet. Hallelujah. So last week was obedience to the call. Amen. And I, you know, told us how that God calls people. Amen. I reminded us how that God called Moses, He called Abraham, He called Mary. You know, if you study the book of Judges, He called Gideon. God called, you know, God calls people. Amen. Hallelujah. And I showed us how that God has called you. It means you get born again. You have become an ambassador for Christ. You have become an ambassador for Christ. You've been called into that place. Amen. And you've been giving the ministry of reconciliation. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We saw that from 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Amen. And I went on to show us from Paul's life in the book of Galatians how that when Paul received the call of God, you know, he separated himself immediately. He did not interact with flesh and blood. Hallelujah. He went to, you know, dig into God more. Amen. And I showed us how that, you know, the call of God is to reveal Christ. Paul was saying that when it pleased God that He separated me from my mother's womb, you know, so that, you know, it will reveal Christ in me. Then I may preach Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The call of God is for us to be able to reveal Christ to people after Christ has been revealed to us. And I made us to understand from the book of Mark chapter 3:13-14, how that Jesus ordained 12 and that He ordained them that they should be with Him first, that He might send them forth to preach. And I told us how that the call of God is a call to intimacy. You know, the call of God is a call to intimacy, the call to be with Jesus. All right. But, you know, I mentioned how that some people, when they receive, you know, the call of God for their life, you know, what God will have them do, they just want to run to start something. That's not the first thing to do. Amen. The first thing to do is to be with Jesus, is to sit at His feet, is to learn of Him, because you cannot give what you don't have. You cannot do an assignment of somebody you don't know. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. All right. So tonight we'll be going deeper. We'll be going deeper. The scripture that we are actually looking at is in the book of Romans chapter 5. Amen. Romans chapter 5. Romans chapter 5, verse 19. That's our scripture for this month at his feet. Amen. Romans chapter 5 verse 19 says, for as by one man's disobedience, it says many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. Hallelujah. It says, for by one man's obedience, obedience, many were made righteous. One man's disobedience, many were made sinners. One man disobeyed, many people suffered for it. One man obeyed, and many people enjoyed his obedience. Amen. Glory to God. I pray that after tonight, your life will never remain the same. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Just pay attention to what Jesus wants to give us tonight. Hallelujah. So we can see from this scripture that one person disobeyed God, and many people suffered for it. And one person obeyed God, and many people, became righteous. Hallelujah. Now, this was actually talking about the first Adam and the second Adam. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Now, someone is like, but that's Adam and, Jesus Christ. Like, Adam is the first Adam, second Adam is Jesus Christ. What does that have to do with me? Do not forget that the Bible says that Jesus is the author and the finisher of our faith. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He is the first creature. Is the first fruit of the new creation, man. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So everything that we see Jesus, do, or what we see Jesus did, amen, is showing us the similitude of who we are. The Bible says, for as he is, so are we in this world. Amen. So it means that if Jesus' obedience, led to many people becoming righteous, it means that your obedience to God's call for your life can actually affect a lot of people. Amen. This is something that a lot of people do not realize, they don't understand, and some do not even know. You think that you are just ordinary, like, it's just me, myself, and I. That's what I'm living. That's just why I'm alive. People do not understand that, what is upon their lives, the call of God upon their life, has the potential to affect a lot of people positively and negatively. Amen. Glory to God. The moment you came into Christ, you actually came into a big agenda, a big kingdom agenda. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The moment you got born again, amen, you came into a big kingdom agenda, and everybody has a part to play in that kingdom agenda. If you read the book of Corinthians, hallelujah, I think that should be 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Paul was talking about the members of Christ. He was talking about the different members of Christ. Amen. How that every of this member, is actually very important. And he even told us how that the members that we can't even see are even the most important part. Amen. Glory to God. And he said that all of these are actually, fulfilling the call of God. Everything, every member, is fulfilling God's purpose upon the face of the earth. Amen. Glory to Jesus. So if you are part of the body of Christ, I want you to know that you are fulfilling God's plan. You are part of God's plan. You are part of God's big agenda. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Let me read from 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Let's read from verse 12. Okay, 12:12. It says, for as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. Alright, it says, for by one spirit we've all been baptized into this one body. Let me go to 40. It says, the body is not one member, but many. Amen. So it does not matter how many we are in the body of Christ. I know some people look, I'm like, there are so many gifts in the body of Christ. Where do I fall in? The body is, there are many members. Hallelujah. It's like the way your body is, there are different parts in your body. Amen. Glory to God. Alright, verse 15 says, if the foot shall say, because I am not the hand, I'm not part of the body, Is it therefore not of the body? Amen. And says 16, it says, and if the ear shall say, because I am not of the eye, I am not of the body, is it not also part of the body? What if the whole body was to be an eye? You know, every one of them in the body. Okay, what if the whole body is to be an eye? Where would our hearing be? And if the whole body is our hearing, where would the smelling be? Amen. You can see that the fact that we have, you know, diversity of gifts in the body of Christ makes it beautiful, makes the body of Christ functional. Amen. Glory to God. We all cannot be the same. We all cannot be doing the same thing. That means God has given to every man a measure, you know, a gift, you know, an anointing, you know, a call, an assignment. Everybody carries, you know, something distinct. Everybody is here to fulfill an assignment. You are not here to occupy space. Say amen. Glory to God. You are not here to occupy space. You are here to fulfill a particular assignment. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, there was one time that my brother had ear pain. You know, my younger brother, he had ear pain and it destabilized every part of his body. And I remember when I was just thinking about it, and then the Holy Spirit said to me, you can see how that people feel like, oh, if the part that I've been called to fulfill in the body of Christ is not so forefront, like it's not so gang, just like the way everybody sees, you know, the hand and all. Some people feel that way. Oh, what God has called me to do is not, you know, focused on, it's not something that everybody will focus on. And the Holy Spirit was trying to let me see that this is just the ear. Just a small part of the body, and it has destabilized every part of my brother's body. He was going through serious pain. Hallelujah. So I want you to know tonight that it doesn't matter what God has called you to do. It may just be to be reaching out to people in the prison. It may not be something that CNN will carry. Hallelujah. It may not be something that, you know, the world will carry, or something that everybody is shouting about. But if that's what God has called you to do, I want you to know that it is very significant. I want you to know that it is very important. I want you to know that that thing that you are despising, God has told you, oh, I've called you to, you know, perhaps follow a particular ministry, serve somebody, you know, and you're like, ah, every of my friends are doing things, becoming CEOs, becoming visionaries. God is not telling me I should go and serve under somebody. I want you to not despise that calling. Don't despise that assignment. Amen. Glory to God. Say, I will not despise my calling. Amen. Say, I will not despise my assignment. No matter what it is, no matter what God has sent me to do, where He has sent me to go to, whatever it is, I will not despise it. Amen. Glory to God. Not all of us are going to be like Baba Deboye. That's what the scripture was saying. If all the body was to be an eye, where would be the hearing? Not all of us is going to be like, permit me to use myself. Not all of us are going to be like TME. I don't know what TME is doing. No. If everybody's going to be like TME, who's going to be, you know, who's going to do other things in the body of Christ? Hallelujah. So all this comparing ourselves with ourselves, wishing to be like somebody else, we need to stop it. We need to stop it. We need to start, you know, saying, God, what have you called me to do? All this, you know, wishing to be the hand. I want to be like, if everybody wants to be the hand, imagine the whole body is just one hand. What kind of body is that? Amen. Glory to God. But every part of our body is, you know, contented and focused on being that part that they are. Imagine if I wake up tomorrow morning and I try to lift my leg and my leg says, no, I'm sorry, yo. I've decided that I want to start talking. And then my leg is now talking. I'm like, no, something has gone wrong. Amen. But I wake up in the morning. You wake up in the morning. You lift up your legs. Your legs can walk. You lift up your hands. Your hands can be lifted higher. Amen. Glory to God. So every one of us, we need to learn to be satisfied with what God has called us to do. With what God has called us to do. And where He wants us to be. And what He wants us to do. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, Romans 5 verse 19 says, for as by one man's disobedience, says many were made sinners. One man's obedience, many were made righteous. You know, who is this man? He's talking about the man Jesus. And, you know, I've told us how that, you know, we find ourselves in Him. We are in Him. Amen. The Bible says Christ in us, the hope of glory. Hallelujah. We are in Christ Jesus. Glory to God. So by actually obeying God's call upon our lives, many people's lives will be better for it. Amen. How many of you want the lives of people to be better because you said yes to God? How many of you want the lives of people to become better for it because you actually said, use me, Lord? How many of you want the lives of people to become better? You want to see lives of people transform because you arose. The Bible says, you know, of Deborah. It says, I, Deborah, arose, a mother in Israel. Hallelujah. How many of you want to see the lives of people transform because you arose? The Bible, speaking of Deborah, in Judges chapter 5 verse 7, she said that Israel's population, you know, began to reduce. Israel's population, you know, the TLB says Israel's population dwindled until Deborah became a mother to Israel. Amen. Hallelujah. The inhabitants, the KJV says, the inhabitants of the villages seized in Israel until I, Deborah, arose. I arose a mother in Israel. See, there are some things that will not stop until you arise. There are some things that will not stop getting bad until you arise. If you read the book of Isaiah chapter 60 verse 1, it says, arise, for your light has come, for the glory of God is risen upon thee. Amen. It says that darkness will cover the earth. It says gross darkness the people. It says, but the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. Amen. Glory to God. There are some things that will not change until you arise to fix it. Amen. Until you arise to take your place. Until you arise, all right, the glory of God will not be seen. Amen. In that dark sector, in that dark, you know, economic sector, in that dark politics, in that dark, you know, medical sector, if you don't arise, these things will not change. Amen. Hallelujah. Talking about the call of God, it's not the call of God just to pulpit, to preach the word of God. No. Amen. There are things, there are places that God is, you know, is raising his daughters to, you know, to sending them to man, to major, to delegate, amen, to bring his order into that place, into that sector. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. There are ladies that God is raising. God is raising to stand in the place of politics. Amen. And the truth is this. It's not when, you know, you get to like 50 or 30 or 40 that you are just going to, God just going to, oh yeah, it's time. No. He's training you now. He's raising you now. He's preparing you now. But are you obeying? Are you obeying his instructions? Are you obedient to God's training, to God's seasons for your life? Obedience to the call. Are you paying attention to what God is doing in your life right now? Are you taking heed to his instructions for your life right now? Amen. Are you taking heed to his instructions, to his daily instructions for your life right now? Amen. Because see, that which God has for you is something he's preparing you for. The Bible said of Jesus, he said that he grew in wisdom and in favor with man and with God. Amen. As Jesus grew up, he was growing in favor, he was growing in wisdom, as he was growing in stature. Hallelujah. Glory to God. As you are growing, you are celebrating birthday. We love to celebrate birthday in this social media time. Everybody, we love to snap pictures. Oh, bless God for another 365, you know, days. But in the past 365 days that has passed, how many of the instructions that God has given you concerning his plan for your life did you obey? How many? God is calling your attention. I want you to start reading this book. I want you to start reading books on your spiritual life. I want you to start reading books by Kenneth Hagin. I want you to start listening to messages on faith. I want you to start reading books on, you know, on this sector, on, you know, business. I want you to start reading books. I want you to start following this person. Did you obey? Did you obey? Or are you obeying? Are you listening to his voice? Or are you just carried away by the activities of life, by the necessities of life? Yes, I know we have to, you know, we have to make money. We have to, you know, get the meat and our needs need to be met and all of that. I'm not saying those things are not important. But in the midst of those things, are you taking it to God's instructions for your life? For that which he has prepared for you before the foundation of the world. Amen. Glory to God. This thing is not just going to come upon you one day and just go like, wow. You're just going to enter into your place of fulfillment of destiny. Like, you're just going to enter into that place at once. Like, oh, you know, you're just going to wake up one morning and find out that, wow, I'm actually in God's, you know, plan and purpose for my life. I've actually entered into that plan, that big plan that God has for me. No, it's not going to happen like that. Amen. It's line upon line, precept upon precept, process. Amen. Day unto day, uttered speech. Night unto night. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Something must be moving in your life daily. You must be moving, you know, according to God's plan and purposes for your life every single day. Every single day. Are you taking steps according to God's plan for your life? Or are you taking one step forward today, two step backwards tomorrow, one step today? You are just merry-go-rounding. You are just turning round and round, round in circles. God has been telling you this relationship that you are in, it's not going to work. It's not in line with my plan and purpose for your life. It's not in line with my calling for you. He has been telling you, break this relationship where you're like, no, God, I love this guy, I love this guy. And you just keep staying there and you're not making progress in God's path for your life. It says one man's obedience affected thousands, affected many, is still affecting many today. So yes, your yes or your no you give God right now is actually affecting somebody, either positively or negatively. The more you delay to take action, to walk in God's plan and purpose for your life, someone is suffering for your disobedience right now. Those times you are meant to be praying, but rather you decide to sit and, you know, play with your phone, watch movies, when you know you are meant to be building spiritual capacity for where God is taking you, someone is suffering for that laziness, for that indiscipline. Someone is suffering. The moment you are delaying, the moment you are dragging your feet, someone is being affected. See, I want you to know that we are all connected in this body. We are all connected in this world. It says, for God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten son. That's a connection. He sent his son to the world. Amen. That whosoever believes in him will not perish but have everlasting life. Jesus sent his son. God sent his son to this world so that we will connect to him and that we will not perish. Amen. If God didn't send his son, we will perish. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. If God sends you and you don't go about what he has sent you to do, people will perish. That's the truth. You know, in my book that I just released, Before You Say Yes, in the introduction, I shared how that I was in a wrong relationship with a guy, and one morning when I woke up, you know, after passing the night in his room and all of that, and this guy was just listening to a worldly song. I can't remember. I was playing one Wan Deko song and just dancing and brushing his teeth. And I sat down on the bed. Then I had gotten born again. I was even attending foundation school, but I was still doing rubbish. Amen. You know, I sat down and I was like, is this really the life that I really want to live? A life where that I'm getting to know God, but the person I say I want to get married to, I want to, you know, be with is, is not straight with God? Is this really the kind of, you know, I knew deep down within my spirit that this is not it. And immediately, it's like I was taken into a trance. I began to hear a lot of voices crying, a lot of ladies' voices crying, like they were in pain. And then I heard, like, if you continue in this relationship, many will suffer for it. And I thank God that I did not continue that relationship. Amen. Because if I continue that relationship, I won't even be preaching to you tonight. I won't even smell what I'm doing right now. Hallelujah. Are you, you know, listening to me right now? You are actually caught up in something. And you know, as I'm speaking to you, you know already that this thing that you are doing is not going to lead you into God's plan and purpose for your life. You already know that this thing is not going to lead you into God's path for your life. You already know. But you are struggling to quit. You are struggling to come out. It could even be a job. God has told you, daughter, I have a better job for you. But you're like, no. No. This is where I want to be. See, that's why for destiny people, for us that encourage Jesus, through getting jobs is not just by which one is the best pay. We have to consult our Father to know what exactly he wants us to, because there are some jobs you say yes to and that job strangles you from destiny totally. You don't even have chance for Sunday. Amen. It says one man obedience led to the, you know, many becoming righteous. One man. Deborah said, until I arose a mother in Israel. Israel's population didn't stop decreasing. Surely bada handy. There are some people's spiritual life right now that is, you know, is going down. Some people's life is going down. Some people's academics is going down. Some people's, you know, moral life is going down because you've not arisen. Shanda balabaha to siliada bahandi. Because you have refused to take your place. Some people's moral life is down. Some people's mental life is down. Some people's business life is down. Because you've refused to take your place. Because you've refused to arise. Shonda balabaha, shande boloho, shutanda balaha, shutalabaha. Turn with me to the book of Hebrews. Chapter 10, verse 7. One man obeyed, and many were made righteous. Glory to God. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 7 says, Then said I, lo, I come in the volume of the book it is written of me to do thy will, O God. It says, I come. Masuti balabada bahash. Igadabada bado sutande balabahash. He says, I come. I come to do what? I come to do thy will. The reason you are living, the reason you were born, is not just so you can go to school, get a good job, get a relationship, and marry and give birth. Those things are beautiful. You know, hallelujah, they are beautiful. But see, the reason you came, imashatiba andako silianda bahandi, like Jesus, the Bible says that he is the first creature, he is the first fruit of the new creation man. Hallelujah, so it means that you are like him. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah, it says, the reason he came, it says, I come. For what? To do what? To do thy will, O God. Amen. Some people are actually living because, they're actually doing the will of their parents. Their parents say, study pharmacy, you studied. Now, if you've studied the pharmacy, they are still controlling your life. I'm not saying you should become rebellious. But I'm saying, can you sit down and identify what God has called you to do? You have come to do the will of God. You have come to do the will of him that sent you. He says, I have come in the what? In the volume of the book that is written of me. Beloved, I want you to know tonight that in this Bible that we carry around, therein contains what God has called you to do. Amen. It has been written of you. Jesus opened the book in the book of Luke chapter 4 and he read it. It says, for God has anointed me to preach the gospel. You know, God says today this, you know, verse has been fulfilled. He found where it was written of him. Have you found where it has been written of you? Have you found where it has been written of you? Say, read the Bible, but you're not reading the word. Have you found where it has been written of you? Jesus said, I come in the volume of the book. It is written of me. It is written of you in the book. Not in the television. Not on Instagram. Not on social media. In the book, it is written of you. Oh, I want us to begin to pay attention to the reading of the word of God. For therein will we find where it is written of us, what God has called us to do. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. But many of us were not paying attention to reading the word. Amen. When it's time to read the word, that's when you start yawning. Can you see that the devil is a bastard? The devil doesn't want you to find what God has written of you. That's why when you play a movie now, your eyes are shining, but read the word, you start yawning. I want you to cast out that spirit of carnality. Drive it far from your life. If you have to sit down, put your leg inside water so you can read the word, begin to do it. Amen. Glory to God. The NLT says, it says, oh, I have come to do your will, O God, as it is written about me in the scriptures. Have you found where it is written of you in the scriptures? I found where it is written of me in the scriptures. I saw God's word and I saw it. I saw this ministry in the word of God. God spoke to me. I know it. He said to me, this is what I want you to do. Go and raise ladies and draw them into my presence. Go and raise ladies and draw them to me. I saw it in the word of God. I saw what God would have me do. I saw my destiny in scriptures. You have come. You have come to do God's will. You have come to fulfill God's plan for your life. Amen. You have not come to do your own will. I know you want to go to Harvard. I know you want to go to Cambridge. You want to go to all of those places. It's good. But is that God's plan for your life? Have you found out God's will for your life? Amen. Nobody's saying you should not pursue going to Harvard and all of those things. But much more than that, can you put the will of God at the center of your heart? Such that your personal ambition is not eating and clashing into God's will for you. Amen. Because the truth is, at the end of the day, when we all stand before him, God is not going to ask you, where's your Harvard certificate? If that's not where he sent you to, he's going to ask you, did you do what I called you to do? Did you do my will? Did you do that which I sent you to the earth for? Jesus said, I have come to do thy will, O God. To do thy will, O God. Oh, there is a will of God that you have come to this earth for, that you must fulfill. It's on your life. It's upon you. You have to fulfill it. Amen. If you don't fulfill it, you have failed in life. It doesn't matter how many other things you did. This particular thing that was written of you, if you don't fulfill it, oh, you have failed in life. Hallelujah. Glory to God. There's something about the will of God. When you find it, it makes you can't be okay. Amen. Glory to God. And even when you've not found it and you're doing other things, there is just still this void. Like, oh God, you know, you're just, you find yourself, you know, when you see a child who has not eaten, you see children who are, you know, helpless, children on the street, you can't just, you know, take your eyes of them. God has been calling your attention to it. You read the word of God where, you know, where the scriptures on children just seems to hit your heart. You are just like, God, what is the meaning of this? Beloved, you have come in the volume of books written of you. It's time to pay attention to that which God has called you to do. Amen. Glory to Jesus. You need to pay attention, beloved. You need to pay attention. And I'm hearing in my spirit that, see, you say there is time. God is saying there is no time. Amen. There is no time any longer because yesterday is gone. Hallelujah. Today is a new day and today we still go. You cannot hold time and say time, stay one place. No, time is always going. So don't say there is time. There is time is moving. So you have to move with the times and seasons. Amen. Glory to Jesus. 2018 is gone. Pray and fast. You can't come back. You can only make do with the time that you have. Amen. Glory to God. So stop saying, oh, there's still time. I can still, you know. You know, there's one of my mom's friends. Very beautiful woman. 50 years. In her 50s. You know, and then when I heard about her story, I was like, oh my God. When she was younger, I was making shakara for all the guys that were coming. I'm not doing. Now that she's 50 years, she's now visiting different prophets, different churches for her husband. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The Bible says that in the days of your youth, that is when there is strength. Now that you have strength and time, you have, you know, all the time, you know, you, in fact, some of you, this season of your life is even very free. You don't have one, you don't have five children holding your clothes saying, mommy, mommy, mommy. You know, this is the season to dig it out and trash it out with destiny and begin to build blocks and lay bricks. Amen. Stop saying there is time. There is no time. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. You have come. You have come to do the will of God. It is written of you. It is written about me. Have you found out what is written about you yet? Amen. Glory to God. Have you found out what is written about you yet? The Bible says in Ephesians 2 verse 10, it says that we are his workmanship. Turn with me to that scripture. Ephesians 2 verse 10, quickly. It says, for we are his workmanship. Ephesians 2 verse 10, it says, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God had before ordained that we should walk in them. You know, when I was just, you know, meditating on this scripture, I just began to weep. I, you know, studied the word, the Greek word for workmanship. You know, I did a little study on it. The Greek word for workmanship, you know, is actually spelled as poema. I hope I can pronounce it well. Poema. Let me spell it for you. P-O-I-E-M-A. Amen. Poema. Poema. It means workmanship. Workmanship. What does poema mean? Poema means something that has been made. Poema means something that has been made. Amen. And it means, you know, in this scripture, it means that something that God made. This is because we are his workmanship. We are his poema. And guess what? The word poem came from poema. So it means that you are God's poem. Oh, glory to God. You don't understand what that means. You are God's poem. You are God's masterpiece. You are God's script. You are God's writing. You are his poem. You are his work of heart. Amen. You know, see, some of you are angry at some certain things that are happening in your life. You know, the fact that, oh, this thing is not working. This thing is not working. See, I want you to know that I'm not talking about the bad things the devil does. There are some things that, some seasons in your life, you know that this is actually where God would want me to be. You're not happy with that season. I want you to know that you are God's poema. God actually has written a poem about you. Though at this season of your life, he has said that, oh, this is where you have to be. You know, at this season, you know, I don't want, for my daughter, I don't want any guy to, you know, ask her for relationship. you know, in this season, you know, because I want her to just concentrate on me. You know, she will have many guys that will be friends, but none of them will be interested in her in relationship until she gets so, and then I will lead her towards. See, some of you, what is happening in your life is not like something is wrong. You are God's poema, you are God's poem, you are God's masterpiece. You are actually a script that He has written already. You know, you can see that's why there is no room for comparison. Hallelujah. God has written that, oh, at so time of your life, you know, you will be in certain places at this certain time. Amen. And then you are busy comparing yourself with another daughter of God that God has written His own poema about. That at so time, she's going to be in so places. Remember I said that all of us cannot be one body. All of us cannot be the hand. All of us cannot be the leg. For every part of the body, God has written a distinct, a special poema about us. So that's why you don't have to compare yourself with anybody. But I want you to know something about the poema of God. I want you to know something about the poem of God. It's in Jeremiah 29 verse 11. It says, "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord. They are thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end." Everybody's poema is not going to be the same, but I want you to know that for every of the poem that God has written about our lives, there is an expected end. And guess what? It's an expected end of glory. It's an expected end of prosperity. Is an expected end of peace. I want you to know that that which God has for you is not of evil. There is an end, and that end is prosperity. That end is peaceful. That end is glory. Hallelujah. Don't compare yourself with anybody's lives. Your friend is 25, she has gotten married, and you are 28. No, and so what? Do you know whether that's God's plan for you? Amen. Glory to Jesus. Josiah became king at what age? Is he at the age of 8 or at the age of 6? Amen. Glory to God. But when did Jesus fulfill destiny? When did he start fulfilling destiny? Stop comparing yourself with someone else. Amen. You are God's poema. Find out what He has written about you. And stop comparing yourself. Find out what He has said concerning you. And stop comparing yourself with somebody else. That's why that scripture, some people don't like it. That scripture that says, you know, can the clay tell the potter how to make it? That, you know, we are actually in the hands of the potter. He has actually, he's the one, you know, crafting us. Amen. I want you to know that God did not craft you for nonsense life. Whatever He has called you to do is for glory. Amen. Hallelujah. So don't compare yourself with your neighbor or with some other person. No, you are God's poema. See, I'm God's poem. You are God's work of divine art with a glorious hand. And He loves every one of us. So don't feel like God is making this person's work. God made this person's work of art so beautiful. And mine is not so beautiful. That's how the devil wants you to see it. That, oh, this person's destiny is more beautiful than yours. And yours is not so beautiful. No, every one of us is beautiful. Why? Because we were made by Him. We were made by His hand. He crafted our destinies. Amen. And God is no respecter of persons. Glory to God. He has made all of us with beautiful destinies. Amen. Glory to God. You are His workmanship. You are His masterpiece, created in Christ Jesus unto what? Good works. God didn't create any one of us unto bad works. So the poem that God has written about you is not of bad incidents that, oh, bad things just be happening to your life. No, it's of good works. You've been created for something good. God has already ordained that you walk in this thing. Amen. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. There's no room for comparison, beloved. So stop comparing yourself. So stop comparing yourself. Stop comparing yourself. Stop comparing yourself. Amen. Glory to God. No more comparison. No more comparison. Oh, glory to God. Stop comparing yourself. That which God has for you is great. That which God has for you is great. Leave your neighbor. That which God has for your neighbor is great. But that which God has for you is great as well. Amen. He says you are His workmanship. You are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. That word, you know, workmanship, that means poemia. All right. It also means masterpiece. It also means masterpiece. You are God's masterpiece. You are his poem. Amen. He is working out his plan, his agenda, according to that which he has preordained for your life. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God is working out his agenda according to that which he has written about you. Oh, glory to Jesus. Kiliana Mahande. Oh, glory to God. He says, I have come to do thy will, O God, as it is written of me in the scriptures. I have come to do your will, O God, as it is written about me in poems. As it is written about me in your poem. You are God's poem. Hallelujah. You are God's poem. He has written about you. And you have come to do that poem. You have come to sing that music. Oh, glory to Jesus. And I want you to, you know that every poem has a rhythm. Makusa lida bahaya. There is a rhythm of God's plan for your life. A rhythm, a beat. Glory to God. And I want you to know that soon the world will hear that sound. The world will hear the beat. The world will hear your rhythm. There is a rhythm you came to this earth to deliver. There is a rhythm. There is a beat, there is a sound that you came to this world to deliver. Every poem has a rhythm. Oh, you have a rhythm. Makosali da bahande. You have a rhythm. Mashandi bala bahaya. Oh, and this world will feel your rhythm. They will feel your rhythm. They will feel your beats. They will feel your rhymes. They will feel your rhythm. Don't need to copy anybody's rhythm. There is a rhythm. There is a rhythm. Oh, glory to God. Mashandi bala bahatu sikati banahandi. Oh, there is a rhythm, a beat. Kabalada bada bada badosha. And you know the thing about beats? There are sometimes a beat is high tune. And sometimes the beat in the song just goes low. Makandi bada baha. It doesn't mean the fact that nobody is hearing about you right now. It doesn't mean that your life has gone down. It means it's just a rhythm. Makosa lida bahandi. There is a rhythm. Mashandi bada baha. In the beat, there is high beat. There is low beat. Don't worry. It's all in the poem. It's all part of the rhythm. It's all part of the music. It's all part of the music. God is creating something out of your life. Hallelujah. Do not despise the days of little beginning. I hear this word for somebody. Do not despise the days of little beginning. Oh, glory to God. Zechariah chapter 4 verse 10. NLT translation says that God is excited to see the work begin. It says, don't despise the days of little beginning. Oh, your name is not yet on the newspaper. It's not yet on the billboards, but you have started. God is excited to see you start. Oh, God is rejoicing that you have begun to make plans. You know, according to what he has told you, you are going to do. He is excited that you have started preparing. He's excited that you have started taking steps. He's excited to see you begin. God is excited. Do not get disappointed. Do not get discouraged. Do not feel disappointed. God is not disappointed in you. You have started, beloved. God is rejoicing. Nobody may be clamoring and clapping at your name right now, but I want you to know that God rejoices that you have begun. He's rejoicing right now. He's rejoicing right now. Amen. The Bible tells us in Job 8 verse 7, it says, though your beginning is small, it says your latter days will flourish. Be excited, beloved. Don't get discouraged and feel bad and disappointed about the little beginning. Even this ministry that we are even not started. Amen. We're just still in our little beginnings. When I started, amen, it was as if I was deceiving myself. It was as if I was just wasting my time. Amen. I'm sure some people felt like, oh, what's she doing? But I know what I've heard. I knew it was time and I started. Glory to God. The WhatsApp ministry we see today, the lives that God has used this ministry to bless, we started. And God said to me, don't despise the days of little beginning. Amen. Don't despise the days of little beginning. Hallelujah. You know that scripture in Hebrews 10 that we read, verse 7, is actually taken from Psalms 40 verse 6. Psalm 40 verse 6. And I'm just going to read it and we're going to close and we're going to pray tonight. Psalm 40 verse 68 says, sacrifice and offering thou did not desire, my ears as thou opened, burnt offering and sin offering as thou not required. Verse 7 says, then said I, lo, I come. In the volume of the book it is written of me. Verse 8, which is where I'm going to. It says, I delight to do thy will, O God. Thy law is within my heart. Would you delight to do his will? Would you delight to do his will? Would you delight to live according to his plan, his purpose for your life? The poem that he has written concerning you, would you delight in it? It may not look, you know, as beautiful as your neighbor's own looks in the beginning, but would you delight in it? Will you follow God's plan? You can see that not all of us were actually born into, you know, wealthy homes. Amen. Not everybody was born. Not everybody can be like, what's the name of that prince? Prince of England. Isn't Prince Harry? I be the wife that he married. Not everybody can be in our shoes. No. You were born in a village and, you know, that's where you are. God knew. All right. But I want you to know that in all of that, the poem is unto good works. Unto good works. Will you delight? Will you delight in his plan for your life? Some of you are angry with your parents, angry at the place you were born, angry at the location. I want you to know that it was strategic. God brought you there for a purpose. He passed you through that family for a reason. Will you delight to do his will? Will you surrender? Stop wishing you were someone else. Stop wishing you were someone else. Stop wishing you had someone else's life. There's a script that God has already written for you and about you. Will you delight in it? Will you delight in it? You know, I sense in my heart that there's some people here. You've been struggling to, you know, surrender to that which God has called you to do. Tonight is the night to, you know, lay it all down and say, God, I surrender to your plan and purpose for my life. I stop comparing my poem, the poem you've written about me. I stop comparing it with that of my neighbor. Yes, my neighbor's own looks like a beautiful beginning. But tonight I will stop comparing. I want us to pray tonight and stop comparing and say, God, I stop comparing myself with others. That's why Paul said, comparing yourself with each other is foolishness. It's foolishness. Why? Because there is already a poem that God has written about you. You are God's poem. He has written a beautiful story about you. The beginning may not look, you know, like a beautiful beginning. The middle may not look like a beautiful, you know, middle. But I want you to know that there is an expected end and all things is going to work out together for your good. Even though, you know, some part of the script, you know, seems like it is all torn, but I want you to know that in Christ Jesus all things work together for that poem that God has written about you to come to pass. Will you delight in God's will? Will you delight to do his will? Ladies, let's stop struggling. Let's stop struggling. Stop struggling to be that person God has called you to be. Stop struggling. I sense that a lot of us are struggling. We're struggling. We don't want to be this person that God wants us to be. We are struggling. Tonight is the night to surrender. I want you to pray. I want you to pray as you listen to this message. I want you to pray and say, Lord, I stop struggling. I surrender. I surrender. I delight to do your will, that which you sent me to do on earth. Oh, glory to God. My friends, they've started doing white collar jobs. They are making money. But I'm just here. God, you said to be in this particular place and time. But I'm tired. I want to be like my friend. I want you to surrender tonight. Hallelujah to God. Amen. Shola badabado shanda balabaha.